Ted Dodd was one of my teachers for diaconal ministry at the Center of Christian Studies in Winnipeg. In the prayer for grace today, we heard a litany that he wrote. In these words, Ted connects us to the confusion of life today and the exuberant story of Palm Sunday. We see in the images that he offers the contrast between a crowd gathering together to noisily celebrate a person whom they admire and today's reality of social distancing, when we can't gather to make any noise about anyone we care about. There are so many contrasts in this Palm Sunday story. The Roman soldiers were coming in at one side of the city in all of their military force and in great numbers, showing how powerful they were and that they could control all things with their might. Jesus entered at the opposite side of Jerusalem, quietly, not on a war horse, but on a humble, stubborn donkey, inviting people to think about living and loving differently. Those Romans would have had to plan for a while to polish their armor to get their parade of power ready. They would have expected to be welcomed by crowds and may have even used force to ensure that it happened. They were anticipating that the annual gathering for the Jewish festival of Passover would need to be reminded of who was in charge. They probably didn't even think about the possibility that people would follow the rules and celebrate without putting others in danger. It appears as though Jesus didn't do a lot of planning. He picked up a donkey on the way, let a few folk know he was heading in their direction, and just arrived to see whoever turned up. They did what they could to make him welcome. They showed him, by waving palm branches and covering the road, honors usually reserved for kings, that he was important to them. It sounds as though it was a big parade, but it wasn't. A few people made a bold and courageous choice. A bold choice to choose to do something for Jesus instead of for the Roman governor. A brave choice to stand on the streets and offer hospitality in a different way to a gentle and quiet leader. It put their lives in jeopardy, and as we know, ultimately, his too. The parade of life that we are invited into today is not the one of noise and power and disdain for the lives of others that the Romans demanded. It is the one of gentleness and care, and a willingness to go against the normal rules of life as we courageously live love with God. Instead of giving into fear because we can't live the way that we are used to, we are asked to consider the unexpected parade of God. Jesus came with humility, offering people what they needed to know that they were cared for, that there were options in the world. Ted reminds us that God asks us to do things differently, to be vulnerable as we change how we love and care for others, to remember that ours, as a people of faith, is to be the way of truth and radical compassion. This is hard work for all of us. We feel this especially when we are restricted from visiting loved ones in hospitals, continuing care, and lodges, or when we are asked to stay in our homes and only go grocery shopping once a week, or stand behind the pink line at the post office to protect the workers there. Ted reminds us that God hears our frustration, our sorrow, our yearning for connection. In a conversation with ministers, where one of us was struggling with not being able to visit folk in hospital or accompany the dying, we were reminded that no one is ever alone in those moments. we might not be able to be there, but God is. God is with them and all of us as we travel this unknown path with faith. Jesus reminds us on this Palm Sunday that God comes in unexpected places and in unexpected ways to offer us guidance and leadership for the days ahead. I invite us to consider how we can move past the fear of this unknown and unfamiliar living, to join with Jesus in a parade of humbleness and care. How can we connect with folk in a different way? How can we offer a voice in someone's day to lift their spirit? Who can we wave a palm branch for that we want to celebrate for doing the best that they can to care and serve others, even knowing that it might put their own life in danger? In the midst of this ever-changing life, let us welcome God in. Let us be prepared to follow, with humility, the way of loving God's people as Jesus would have us do. Amen.